Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Hey, welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, folks, very, very excited to have this incredible program for you today. Let's see, bottom of hour number two, we will be joined on the program by Curtis Hill. Curtis Hill is the former Attorney General for the state of Indiana. We'll talk to him about law and order and how lawlessness seems to be prevalent in our society today, as well as the power that the elected attorney generals hold. We've been talking about that with David Justokas. We'll get another view of that coming up when we speak with Mr. Hill at the bottom of hour number two. Top of the next hour, David Wormser is with us. Lots to discuss relative to foreign policy, issues related to foreign policy and what's happening overseas. So we'll be having a bit of a conversation with our friend David Wormser about that. JCPOA, Iran, the threats that Iran has been consistently making, and the Palestinian threats that were made repeatedly over the weekend, and discussion by the Palestinians. They were apparently making lots and lots of threats and plans to attack Israel during Passover. So we'll talk with David about those issues coming up at the top of the next hour. Bottom of the hour, how timely. John Lott Jr. will be with us. I don't know if you folks saw this or not, but it's ridiculous what has happened over the course of the weekend. It's sad. It's sad, but it's also, it points to exactly what we have talked about here on the program. It points to the fact that there are laws, there is law and order. You don't have laws or law and order when you have no morality, and when you're not teaching young people the value of life, when they don't understand how important life is, when you start right out by telling them from the very get-go and creating a culture of death, a godless, atheistic, amoral culture of death, you're going to get exactly what we watch. There are for four incidents of shooting that took place over the weekend, one dead and three minors injured in Portland. There were the Pittsburgh had a party going on at an Airbnb, and there were multiple people, police saying that at least 10 people were injured in that. We had that Brooklyn shooter, somebody who was allowed to be out, by the way, on social media, talking about hating white people and how they needed to be killed, and then goes out and does a shooting, and everybody, you know, the left is going, oh, we don't understand. Oh, it's, and then they want to blame it on someone else instead of how about some responsibility for your own culpability? Help me out, Rick. What's that word?
Culpability.
Your own culpability in it, because you're the ones that are promoting death in classrooms to young children. You're the ones that are promoting these kinds of perversions. I'll tell you something else, too, and yeah, I am going to talk about it a little bit. I was just so saddened this weekend. Let me welcome Rick Manning, my first guest who's here with me. Always on Mondays. Rick, welcome. Good to have you.
Okay, good to be on. So what saddened you this weekend? What were you about to say before I rudely interrupted by being needy?
No.
I'm just giving you a hard time, man.
Well,
talk about what you need, what came up, because I think usually when you have something like this happen, it's meaningful, so go.
Well, there was a very, very, and I felt it, heavily, there was a very strong demonic spirit of suicide that was released this last week. And on my Facebook feed, I had three people that killed themselves.
Oh, no.
Two were announced by friends of the people. And one was a goodbye the person actually wrote, "I'm leaving, goodbye." And by the time authorities and friends got to their house, they were dead. You know, depression, suicidal thoughts, not something to be taken lightly. And right now there's so much darkness that's happening in our world. I was visiting a few weeks ago with a friend, and we were talking about just how absolutely overwhelming the news, you know, the news is. And, you know, when you start to pull back and uncover, Rick, what's happening in our country, it's incredibly, incredibly dark. So my message and the message that I preached, and I can, I guess, transition to that. I preached a message on Sunday in India, and you can see that message. It's up on social media. It's actually the number one post in my blog section. So you can go to chosengenerationradio.com and click on it and watch it. And it's being translated into Punjabi as well as I preach it. But my message was a message of hope about the resurrected Christ and about who we are in him and what he has done to set us free, that though we're here in this world, we are already ambassadors for heaven right here, right now. And we had 40 people that gave their lives to Christ. We had 28 people that received instant healing from that message, and the message is there, and I encourage you, play that message, listen to the message, pray the prayers that we prayed in there, because I believe God wants to do more miracles, and he wants to use that message to accomplish that. And then Pastor Samuel has expressed a need. They are planning an outreach, a three-day outreach into an area where there are no Christians in Punjab, a district with no Christians. They've gotten permission to hold the meeting, but we need $3,500 in order to do it. We'll be able to reach between 600 and 800 people per night, per night. And we need your help. So you can make a donation at paypal.me/PastorGreg, or you can send your donation to Faith Harvest Church, P.O. Box 3393, Bandera, Texas. Faith Harvest Church, P.O. Box 3393, Bandera, Texas, 78003. Okay.
Yeah, it's a, the Bible Study Fellowship. My wife teaches kids at Bible Study Fellowship, and they're on, and tonight she's teaching on Peter's denial, Jesus's trial. But the point of emphasis is the difference between Judas's response and Peter's response. Both betraying Jesus, one by denying him, the other by betraying him and taking money, and how they each responded. And it's really an important kind of lesson in that Peter's response is of genuine contrition and sorrow, and Judas's response is he tries to fix it himself. He goes back. He tries to give the money back. He's remorseful, but he's not remorse. He doesn't ask God to take it from him. And Peter is much more. He cries bitterly. He's completely, and he goes back and he truly is sorry and asking for forgiveness. Judas is upset about the consequences more than the consequences that he didn't really think it through and that they were going to kill Jesus. And we know that Judas ends up killing himself, and Peter ends up being reinstated. And the reactions, the way they both kind of handled it, in terms of Judas trying to do it all on his own, was really a point of emphasis. And there's no problem that's too big for God. There's nothing anybody's done that's too terrible that God can't and won't forgive. But we have to give it to God, and it's really hard to know that in real time. So anyway, that's the lesson Karen's teaching. So it's kind of it's interesting that you've had that spirit floating around so strongly, because it is real, and people feel very lonely and lost. You hear about forgiveness, and people think, well, I've done something so bad that I can never be forgiven. And
so not true.
It's just not true.
Yeah.
It's
so not true. So not true. Hey, you know, when one of the parts of the message is, you know, the powerful words, it is finished. And that's what we celebrated. Resurrection Sunday was about it is finished. And that's what Jesus Christ said. So whatever it is that you may think that you've done that would keep you from that relationship or that restorative process, that it's a lie from the pit of hell. Don't believe the devil. God loves you, and he sent his son Jesus Christ for that purpose. Back after this. Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you. And
it's a wonderful opportunity that we have put the borewell here in this community, and with the prayer and support of Brad and Pastor Dick Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry that has sponsored this borewell, we are so thankful for all our brothers and sisters, those who are praying for us, and we are thankful to Brad who completely helped this borewell to put in this community. God bless you, Brother Bram, and God bless you, Pastor Dick Young, and God bless all the Chosen Generation Ministry. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Andy Berger, founder of Voices Against Trafficking. April is Child Abuse Awareness Month, and here's a tip. Parents, please play or preview the video or other gaming programs before allowing your children or teen to play. Many programs look safe until the user enters. For more tips, helplines, and hotlines, visit voicesagainsttrafficking.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943. Promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. Promo code Pastor Greg, or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Pastor Greg and get the greatest discounts MyPillow has ever given in their history, and support Mike Lindell and his fight for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all Americans.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Andy Berger, founder of Voices Against Trafficking. April is Child Abuse Awareness Month, and here's a tip. Parents, please play or preview the video or other gaming programs before allowing your children or teen to play. Many programs look safe until the user enters. For more tips, helplines, and hotlines, visit voicesagainsttrafficking.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my guest is Rick Manning. And just to wrap, kind of put a wrap on what we were talking about, you know, look, if you are out there and you are feeling enveloped in that way in the darkness, please, please, please don't try to handle it alone. Reach out for people, reach out for friends, reach out for, and you know, don't make the mistake of allowing the enemy to convince you that the people around you, you know, don't care, or that somehow that your life is valueless, because it is not. Your life has intrinsic value. I really seriously encourage you to go to ChosenGenerationRadio.com and click on that blog post and watch that sermon, okay? Please, please, just take a little time and watch that sermon. I really believe that the Lord will minister to you and that it will bless and encourage you. And just know you have value. Speaking of value, Mr. Manning, Elon Musk has set a value for Twitter. And and there are people at Twitter that are claiming that they don't like the value, except that it's like billions of dollars that they would walk away with. And, you know, I don't see a downside for them, except that, you know, it might impact their ability to control the information narrative. And that seems to be the goal here.
Well, the big complaint has been that the Washington Post has said, we think it's bad for one billionaire to control a major information outlet. You know, they're owned by Jeff Bezos. You know, so the Washington Post, ever the arbiter of who should be in control. The weird part about this, Greg, is somebody released the board members and what the who names of the boards are. It's all public information. But they released their stock holdings, what their stock holdings were in Twitter.
Wow.
And the board owns almost as little Twitter as I do, and I don't own any. I mean, nobody on the board is a major stockholder. Nobody on the board has stock in Twitter. And yet their job is to actually make certain that the shareholders are who they're supposed to be representing, yet none of them are shareholders. And if every member of the board put together all their shares of Twitter, they would not be able to, if they offered it to Elon Musk, and said, we'll throw them all these shares behind you, he'd say, well, come to me when you have some shares. And that's, it's almost like it's insane. So how does a board of a company, you know, manage a company that has no financial stake in whatsoever, that nobody on the board has a financial stake in? Nobody, so they don't have to care about what they, you know, about what, whether they have revenues. They don't have a stake in it. All they care about is, are we doing the mission of trying to drive social consciousness? And you know what? People don't buy shares of Twitter for that reason. People buy shares of Twitter because they expect a return on their investment. And Elon Musk, is the fact that the board doesn't own any shares is the absolute biggest reason for Elon Musk to own the company. Now, what we've learned, though, is that who does own shares? Well, Vanguard, if you own Vanguard, you need to really, really, really think about it, because those mutual funds you own from Vanguard, they accumulate all those shares they buy, and they use them to become major forces in terms of buying companies and determining company policies. And it's always to the left. Vanguard's bought over 10% Twitter, and they always vote for woke policy. BlackRock, another one. But the Vanguard's the one you have something individuals can do something about, because most people just stick their money in Vanguard, say, okay, I'm buying an index fund, I'm closing my eyes, I don't even know what's inside of it. Well, Vanguard, when they get that money and get your money, they use your vote for the shares they've purchased to vote against your interests. So it is just be aware that if you're cheering on Elon Musk and you own Vanguard, you are actually the amount of your shares are being used to try to stop Elon Musk from being successful.
All right. I want to real quickly get this into, and we're going to try to get into more of this probably later on in the week, but several federal assets secretly embedded among Jan 6 protesters. Who really started the problem? There's new video that is out, apparently, and Alan Dershowitz and his dream team that is now helping defend the J6 people are going to be using that. That video has been, I guess, approved or okayed to be used in the trials of J6 defendants, and it's very, very damning against government actors and government assets.
About time. I mean, the fact is, about time.
Yep.
When the federal government won't turn over 14,000 hours worth of videotape, and then they don't have a case.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943. promo code Pastor Greg. 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Pastor Greg and get the greatest discounts MyPillow has ever given in their history, and support Mike Lindell and his fight for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all Americans.
It's a wonderful opportunity that we have put the Borgal here in this community, and with the prayer and support of Brad and Pastor Dick Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry that has sponsored this Borgal. We are so thankful for all our brothers and sisters, those who are praying for us, and we are thankful to Brad who completely helped this Borgal to put in this community. God bless you, Brother Bram, and God bless you, Pastor Dick Young, and God bless all the Chosen Generation Ministry. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Andy Berger, founder of Voices Against Trafficking. April is Child Abuse Awareness Month, and here's a tip. Parents, please play or preview the video or other gaming programs before allowing your children or teen to play. Many programs look safe until the user enters. For more tips, helplines, and hotlines, visit voicesagainsttrafficking.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, and welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And it's my sincere pleasure to welcome to the program. He's an American economist with an extensive background in history and politics, economics, and gun rights advocacy. His academic and professional career is lengthy and diverse, having worked at and written for a variety of educational institutions and publications across America. He's the founder of Crime Prevention Research Center. I want to welcome John Lott Jr. to the program. John, welcome. So good to have you with me. Thanks for being here.
Great to talk to you again. Thanks.
My. Who would have guessed? Well, I guess God ordained, but who would have guessed that I would have you here on a weekend following a week of some pretty horrific violence, but in addition to that, a president that thinks once again, this group that believes that the problem is guns, not a culture of death, not morality, not hopelessness, not all of the things that they've created, including, you know, people that basically are saying, I'm going to end up having to push my car because I can't put gas in it.
Right. Well, Biden seems to think that the only types of violent crime that are committed with guns. Less than 8% of violent crime involves guns. But even worse, I'm concerned that a lot of the regulations that he's putting forward are actually going to make gun crime worse, that they're going to make it so that the very people who are the most likely victims of violent crime, poor blacks who live in high crime urban areas, are going to be unable to go and defend themselves and their families. You have the irony here that despite some recent rhetoric, the Democrats, including Biden, are still pushing policies that make it so it's not very risky for criminals to go and commit crime. Biden goes to New York City in February, and does he criticize the $1 billion annual cut in New York City's police budget? You know, he's going there to talk about the surge in violent crime. You would think he would at least acknowledge that cutting $1 billion a year from your police budget might have some impact on the crime rate. He refuses to criticize the district attorneys there who are refusing to prosecute even violent criminals. He doesn't mention that over half the inmates have been released from jails. and he doesn't criticize the bail reform there. You know, that has let out criminals who are facing, you know, very long prison sentences. I mean, if somebody's already facing 25 years in jail, you know, what's the additional penalty you're going to impose on them? A second life sentence, essentially? And, you know, and how is that going to deter somebody? It's almost like they get free crimes when they get out because there's no additional real penalty that you're going to be able to put on them. But, you know, the types of gun control laws that he was pushing last week are going to drive up the price of guns. It's going to make it very costly for poor people to be able to go and defend themselves. It's going to put a lot of gun sellers and makers out of business. And it's just arbitrary stuff. The stuff with the ghost guns, where he wants to go and require a different serial number on each little part of the gun. So if you go and move a barrel from one gun to another, you're going to have to redo all the paperwork because it's going to have a barrel with a different serial number attached to it. And you combine that with his zero tolerance policy, where one little tiny mistake on any paperwork, no matter how inconsequential, will put you out of business. It's almost as if he's trying to make sure that the paperwork is just going to be so onerous and difficult to keep track of that they're almost for sure going to have one tiny paperwork someplace over the last 15 years or so.
Well, and the other piece to this that just popped into my head too that we should talk about is all of the new regulations on maintaining sales records, right? They're talking now about and apparently the ATF has there's now estimates that they have something like a billion records of sales that they're still hanging on to, and now because I guess some of them are getting to their expiration date, they're talking about wanting to hang on to these for, I don't know, there seems to be no end. But I mean, this is creating a gun registry, John, is what this is doing, to the opinion of most gun advocates.
Right. No, well, you know, what they've done is they've computerized almost a billion transactions involving either the purchase of guns from licensed dealers or the transfer of guns through licensed dealers. And so a federal agent can go and type in your name, and there's a good chance that he's going to know what gun you purchased on what date. And, you know, it's the whole point of this is supposedly to go and help solve crimes. But, you know, for both this and the serial numbers on all these guns, you know, in theory, if a gun is left at a crime scene and it was legally purchased through a licensed dealer by the person who committed the crime, then you can go and link the gun back to the person who committed the crime. The problem is that crime guns are virtually never left at the crime scene. And the few times that they are left at the crime scene, it's because the criminal's been either killed or wounded seriously, so you already have caught them. And in the couple times where they are left at the crime scene and the criminal hasn't been killed or seriously wounded, they weren't legally purchased through a licensed dealer by the person who went and committed the crime. They got the gun through the black market, or they got the gun through some drug dealer. And so your ability to go and trace it back to that person is, you know, pretty much zero. But the reason why they're extending this limit on how long that they have to go and keep the records, right now it's 20 years, or if you go out of business, you have to turn it to the ATF before that, but is just to make sure that they can go and have a more complete record of everybody who's legally obtained a gun. Those aren't the people that you really need to worry about in these cases, and you know, there's federal law right now that basically forbids the federal government from creating a national registry, but they think that they found a loophole in the restrictions that are there, and that's mm-hmm. what they're going with. But it's a waste of money. Look, we have a number of places in the United States that have had gun registries and licensing. Hawaii's had it since 1960. Chicago, Washington, D.C., even Pennsylvania's handed on handguns since 1934. And, you know, the problem is that law enforcement in those different places have all acknowledged that they can't point to any crimes that they've been able to solve as a result of licensing and registration for the reason that I just gave a minute ago. It's just not right. there. You had New York and Maryland literally spent many tens of millions of dollars on putting together a registry program for guns. And even both of those very strong gun control states scrapped their rules after 15 years because they themselves were not able to point to a single crime that they had been able to solve as a result of spending all that money. So,
well, John, isn't it because most of those people, the majority of those people that buy guns in that fashion are the law-abiding citizens. That's our whole argument here is law-abiding citizens are not the ones that are running around. I was just looking at those shootings that everybody is now, you know, it's all over the media. Two nightclubs, two private parties, one possible self-defense at a mall, and one racist attack. Those are your mass shootings, folks. Think about what I just said.
The vast majority of mass shootings involve gang members, and
exactly,
you know, the Sacramento case involved a gang member. The one over the weekend in South Carolina, involved gang members. You know, it's just crazy stuff. You know, you can see even in a state like South Carolina how the bail system now has been messed up. You have a guy who. One of the guys who was involved in the shooting, one of the three people arrested, has been released or can be released on $25,000 bond. Just so people understand, you're often required to put up like a tenth of the amount of money there. So
now that particular, now that young man, John, just FYI, was just kind of reading about that as you were speaking, was apparently, according to his attorney, was engaged in self-defense. He had gotten a permit to carry and was engaged in self-defense based on some kind of an ongoing argument. Now, we don't know all the facts, obviously. We don't know all the facts with relationship to that. But, you know, when you think about a nightclub shootings and what have you, you know, potentially that kind of a situation might well involve gangs and some kind of illicit activities that created that violence. And you have the same thing going on with the parties that these tend to happen at. We'll be back with more with John Locke coming up right after this. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
It's a wonderful opportunity that we have put the Borwell here in this community. And with the prayer and support of Brad and Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry that has sponsored this borewell. We are so thankful for all our brothers and sisters, those who are praying for us, and we are thankful to Brad who completely helped this borewell to put in this community. God bless you, Brad, and God bless you, Pastor Greg Young, and God bless all the
Hi, I'm Andy Berger, founder of Voices Against Trafficking. April is Child Abuse Awareness Month, and here's a tip. Parents, please play or preview the video or other gaming programs before allowing your children or teen to play. Many programs look safe until the user enters. For more tips, helplines, and hotlines, visit voicesagainsttrafficking.com.
So sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present, one's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive, most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943. Promo code Pastor Greg. 800-656-1943. Promo code Pastor Greg. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Pastor Greg and get the greatest discounts MyPillow has ever given in their history and support Mike Lindell and his fight for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all Americans.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected, and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Don't forget to support our sponsors, PatriotMobile.com, the only Christian conservative mobile phone company. They're on all the big towers, give you the great coverage. You can contact them today, 972-728-7468. That's 972-728-7468. And tell them Chosen, and you'll get a free activation. Patriot Mobile, patriotmobile.com, the truly only the Christian conservative national mobile phone service. Encourage you to make that switch today. John Lott Jr. is my guest. John, we were talking in the break, and you were mentioning to me about the case the Supreme Court is going to be hearing with regards to the Second Amendment. And I think that a lot of these issues that we talked about in the first segment are kind of precursors to the left trying to mount some momentum in preparation for trying to get the get their public revved up, if you will, about gun control in lieu of what's going to potentially take place in this court hearing. Talk to me about the things that you're seeing on this court case and the concerns that you have.
Right. Yeah. Last November, I've talked about this case before. Last November, the Supreme Court had oral arguments on the New York concealed carry law, the so-called May issue law, where you have to go and provide a good reason to some public official for why you should be able to go and defend yourself and your family outside your home. And my guess is it looked like the law was going to be struck down. But one of the things that came up many times in the oral arguments was this notion special places where you have issues of security. So such as, and the one that was mentioned the most was subways. And that somehow those places need to have gun bans in order to try to make sure that they remain safe. You know, the irony is we just had this shooting in a subway this last week, and it's pretty clear that that case, that shooting, is going to make its way into the decision that, as you say, hasn't been released yet. And the state of New York was arguing that you really need to go and ban guns in these areas in order to kind of keep them safe. You had, for example, Justice Elena Kagan echoed those concerns. On the other hand, you had Justice Sam Alito push back, and he noted that disarming people on public transportation means that you disarm them on their way to and from that transportation. If they live in dangerous areas or have to walk through dangerous areas after they get on or before they get on the subway, you've disarmed them in all those places. And but it goes beyond that, and that is one thing that really wasn't talked about was when you create these gun-free zones, you actually create a magnet for where those who are intent on killing people will go to go and commit their crimes, because they like to go to places where their victims are defenseless. And what's not talked about is how difficult the police have in doing their job in these places. The Solicitor General from New York was arguing that, well, you know, we have police there to go and protect people. You can't put police on every single subway car that's there. And even if you have a police officer that happens to be on a car, he has an almost impossible job because these attackers have a huge strategic advantage.
There was a comment that was written in the Wall Street Journal opinion, their opinion article, A New York State of Fear, dated April 14th. And Keith Miano writes, your editorial states that the problem isn't guns, which New York strictly regulates. But as I watched the video of terrified commuters running from the shooting, I thought the opposite. The problem is guns. 41 U.S. states issue concealed handgun carry permits and to law-abiding citizens on request. Unfortunately for those commuters that day, New York is one of only 9 states that do not. So the problem is there was no one else on that subway, as you're talking about right there. Just to add to what you're saying, there was no one on that subway that could have a concealed carry permit that could have put an end to and stopped that shooter. Or even if there was an officer there who had gotten, who maybe gets shot, there's no one there to back him up.
Right. Yeah, no, that's exactly right. I mean, the numbers on the states were wrong. It's 43 states that automatically allow you to carry, and 7 that don't.
Okay.
They have to provide a good reason, like in New York. But no, the basic point is exactly right there. That look. I was just saying, you know, you have a hard, the police officer has a very difficult time there because if they, the attacker there can either wait for the officer to leave, even if an officer is there, or they can themselves go to another target, or if they insist on attacking that particular subway car, who do you think they're going to take out first? If they take out the police officer, then they know that nobody else there on the train is going to be able to go and defend themselves. They essentially have free rein to go after other people. Having one officer in uniform there, the only person there that has a gun, is kind of like that officer holding up a neon sign that says, shoot me first. But having concealed carry not only allows people generally to defend, but actually makes the job of the officer safer. Because if the attacker goes after the officer, he reveals his position. He has to worry that there's somebody behind him or to the side who might be able to go and stop him. You know, the thing is, they raise concerns about permit holders committing crimes on these subways. There's not one single example where a permit holder, any place in the nation, on public transportation, has used his permit concealed handgun to go and attack other people there. You know, the other concern is, well, even if they do try to stop it, they'll accidentally shoot bystanders. There's not one single example that I know of where concealed carry permit holders have stopped what police have said would have been a mass public shooting. And there's dozens of those cases in recent years where the permit holder has accidentally shot a bystander. Are these things possible? Yeah, sure, they're possible. But at least you think that gun control proponents, after all these decades with concealed carry laws and the literally over 21 and a half million people that have these permits.
And we're going to run out of time.
Be able to point to one.
Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you and God.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Wonderful opportunity that we have put the borewell here in this community, and with the prayer and support of Brad and Pastor Vic Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry that has sponsored this borewell, we are so thankful for all our brothers and sisters, those who are praying for us, and we are thankful to Brad who completely helped this borewell to put in this community. God bless you, Brother Bram, and God bless you, Pastor Big Young, and God bless all the Chosen Generation Ministry. Thank you. God bless you.